Knowing you, I'm Chantilly. I'm funny, I'm real, I'm passionate, and I love me some food followed by a good time. But above all else, I'm here in this present moment. And the present moment has been one of my greatest teachers because in these moments, I become more fully aware of myself and who I really am. This, I am graciously thankful for. I hope you know that there is so much to be understood and known about you too, and the way we meet those inner thoughts and that forgotten or hidden person who's still lingering around on the inside is to simply reveal, talk, and freely express all that we are and have been through. Each decision we've made has brought some good and some bad, some heartache and some hope, tragedy and treasure, maybe a hilarious moment when you convince your senior classmates to grease every door of the school with Vaseline. Yeah, that was me. Or a chaotic moment when you almost lose your life because your best friend backs into a huge ditch when you're supposed to be at home doing your homework. I'm guilty. Scary moments when you're falling flat out of your car because a wasp is after your soul, or that illegal moment when you convince someone to rent a car under their name so you can speed across state borders to take your friend home. Yeah, that was me too. But needless to say, all of our life's events were not chosen by us. You may have been born into that lifestyle, given those parents, lived in that neighborhood, brought up around the wrong crowd, and countless times life has kicked you straight into a battlefield of emotional, physical hurt. But I believe that pain should not go without purpose, and all that you've endured is the key to unlock a better future for yourself and others who need to hear your story. Yes, I said need to hear your story. Now, I know it's uncomfortable to touch some topics, and not every story you tell is of you streaking down a long country road at 2 o'clock in the morning. Yes, I'm guilty again. But anyway, I just hope in your revelations that you hold nothing back. When I look back at my own life, I perceive that this is my story, and no one can tell it quite like me. Hey, it's not all sad, as you can tell. I've had some good times. I've been loved unconditionally, happy beyond belief, experienced joy unspeakable. I mean, blessings on blessings on blessings on Okay, I'm gonna calm down. But you get the picture. I've also endured some long, depressing nights too. Extended emotional abuse that led to insecurities, suicidal thoughts, relationship issues with men and family and even God, financial downfalls, and battling self-worth from my own sexual experiences. Seen as a girl who's got it all together, I thought hiding it all to myself and moving in silence would keep me safe. I realized, though, that it would be so unfair to everyone in the world to not allow them to be a part of this healing process with me. In these moments that I share my most memorable life events, such as my upbringing, relationships, sex life, and most awesome and saddest times, my purpose is to allow my listeners to become a part of my cure. I hope you listen with empty ears and an understanding heart, and I pray that you take something from this that will forever change your life and perspective. Y'all, I got to keep it real, so this is my story. I'm going to talk, and you're going to listen. Thank you.